Title: Clean Jungle Break. Role for Rewind-worthy drops in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a clean Jungle Break role that actually earns the rewind. You know the moment. The crowd gets pulled forward, everything feels like it's tightening, and then the drop lands like it's twice as heavy. The trick is, the role isn't just more notes faster. It's density plus control plus contrast. And we're doing it in Ableton Live 12 with stock devices, but with producer-level discipline. Transients stay punchy, low end stays out of the way, and the atmosphere gets wide without collapsing in mono. First, quick setup so the roll sits right. Put your project somewhere around 168 to 174 BPM. That's the classic pocket where these rolls feel natural. Then, before you even touch the roll, do a quick reality check. Your kick and sub relationship in the drop should already be stable, because rolls have a way of tricking your ears into thinking you need more low end. And that's how you accidentally make the drop feel smaller. A good rule for this lesson, the roll lives mostly above about 120 to 150 Hz. Let the sub own the drop, not the build. Step 1. Choose and prep a clean break. Drag a break onto an audio track. Amen. Think, funky drummer, or a modern clean break all work. Turn warp on. For rolls, go to warp mode and choose beats. Set preserve to transients. Then set the envelope somewhere around 60 to 80. That keeps the hits tight and stops the break from turning into blurry mush when you start looping tiny sections. Now find a nice one-bar phrase that has good hats and some ghost texture, and consolidate it. Command or Control J. That consolidated bar is your source material. Teacher note here, if the break sounds messy already, don't roll harder. Clean sources make clean rolls. If you start with chaos, you'll end with louder chaos. Step 2. Create the roll pattern using the audio looping method. Duplicate the break clip to a new track and name it Break Roll. Turn loop on in the clip. Now we're going to create an illusion of acceleration by shrinking the loop length as we approach the drop. Start the bar looping at an 8th note, or a 16th note if you want it more active right away. Then, as you get closer to the drop, move to 16th loops, and finally hit 32nd loops in the last beat, or the last quarter bar, depending on how intense you want it. Important. Don't let it become a static machine gun. Instead of looping the exact same tiny micro slice, slide the loop brace around to different little pockets inside the break. Grab a hat cluster. Then try a ghosty snare texture. Then maybe a gritty edge of a room tail. That micro movement gives you variation without adding extra layers. If you're in arrangement view and you want this to be painless, here's the practical approach. Duplicate clips instead of trying to animate loop length in some complicated way. Make 3 or 4 clip segments across the final bar, early section at 1/8, middle at 1/16, and the final chunk at 1/32. Simple and reliable. Optional alternative. If you want more control, slice to drum rack. Right-click the break and choose slice to new MIDI track, slicing by transients. Then identify a clean snare, a hat cluster, and a ghost note slice. Program a MIDI clip that starts with lighter 16th hats and occasional ghosts, then increases density toward 30 seconds near the end. This is often cleaner because you can control velocity and envelopes per slice. But for now, let's keep going with the audio roll, because it's fast and it feels authentic. Step 3. Make it clean. This is where most rolls either become legendary or become a mess. On the break roll track, build the stock device chain. First, EQ8. Put a high-pass filter on it, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 130 to 180 Hz. Set it by ear. You want the roll to feel exciting, but you do not want it borrowing headroom from your sub and kick. If the roll feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's fizzy, gently shelf down the very top above 12K. Small moves. Second, drum bus. Keep this subtle. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch, 0 to 10%. Then raise transients, somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20, until the roll snaps forward. And keep boom off or extremely low. Boom is the fastest way to accidentally introduce low-end weight where you don't want it. Third, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Leave makeup off and set the level manually. Fourth, a limiter. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. This limiter is a seatbelt. If you're slamming it, that's not energy. That's the drop is about to feel smaller. Pull the track down instead. Here's the key cleanliness rule, and I want you to remember it. The roll should feel exciting but quieter than you think. You're creating tension, Not delivering the payoff yet. Now, quick extra coach tip. Don't let the last burst pre-slam the drop. Often the final 1/32nd section creates one or two loud peaks that actually steal impact from the first kick or smear of the drop. Zoom in and use clip gain on just that last little segment. Pull it down 2 to 5 dB. That tiny move can make the drop feel massive without changing anything else. Step 4. An atmosphere without washing the transients. We want space, but we want it controlled, and ideally mostly on the sides. Create a return track and name it Roll AIR. On that return, start with hybrid reverb. Use algorithmic mode. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so the dry transient speaks before the space blooms. High cut around 8 to 10k. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. That keeps the reverb airy, not boomy. After hybrid reverb, add echo. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 7 to 9K. Add a tiny bit of modulation, like 2 to 5%, so it moves and doesn't feel like a static digital repeat. Then add utility for stereo control. Set width around 140 to 180%. And turn on bass mono at about 200 Hz. Now go back to your break roll track and use the send to feed this return. Start the send all the way down, minus infinity. Then automate it up, so it grows into the drop, usually landing somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB right before the drop. And this part matters. Cut the send sharply at the drop. That contrast is the trick. Big space before, then sudden dry impact on the drop. Extra club test tip. Do a phase-aware mono check. Temporarily, put utility on your master and map a key to toggle width to 0%. Listen in mono. If your roll loses most of its presence, it means your side processing is doing all the work. Reduce width on the returns, or add a little brightness back into the dry roll with a gentle shelf around 6 to 10k. The roll should still read in mono, even if it's less impressive. Step 5. The rewind moment. Tension automation that doesn't kill the drop. On the break roll track, after your dynamics, add auto filter. Set it to low pass 24 dB. Start the cutoff fairly open, like 12 to 18k. Then automate it downward over the bar, until it ends around 1.5 to 4k right before the drop. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%, but be careful. Too much resonance whistles and becomes the only thing people hear. Now add one more crucial move. A micro volume dip. Put utility on the roll, and in the last 1/16th or 1/8th note before the drop, dip the gain by about 2 to 6 dB. Then hard cut or mute the roll right on the first transient of the drop. That tiny dip creates a vacuum, and the brain interprets the drop as bigger, even if your meters barely change. Optional control tool. Gate. If the roll is sustaining too much or blurring, use gate with a side chain from your kick. Keep it subtle. You're shaping sustain, not turning it into a stutter effect unless that's the goal. Extra momentum trick. Micro timing. If your roll feels stiff, try nudging the last 1/8th of the roll 2 to 8 milliseconds earlier. Jungle often has that falling forward sensation right before the drop. Don't overdo it, you're just leaning into the downbeat. And if your high-end spikes are inconsistent because of audio looping, here's a clean fix that doesn't flatten everything. Add multiband dynamics very lightly, and only tame the high band above about 4K with gentle downward compression, like a 1.3 to 1.8 ratio. That keeps hats from randomly poking out without killing the snare body. Step 6. Arrangement placement for maximum impact. A classic structure that works again and again is 16 bars of groove with hints, 8 bars building tension, 2 bars focused pre-drop, then 1 bar where the roll becomes the headline, then the drop. Practical move. In the last 2 bars, declutter your other drums. Pull out competing hats or perks. Let the roll be the lead element. On the final half bar, if the mix feels crowded, shave a touch of mids from the roll or lower it slightly, so the drop transient has space to dominate. If you want an even more dramatic rewind trigger, try an air gap. Hard mute almost everything for 1/32nd to 1/16th rate before the drop, leaving only a tiny side heavy reverb tail. That micro silence can be unreal in a club. Advanced variations you can try once the basic roll is working. 1. Call and response roll textures. Alternate between a snare and ghost heavy micro loop, and a hat sizzle micro loop every 8th note in the final bar. It creates movement without stacking more layers. 2. Triplet injection. In the last beat, switch briefly to a triplet grid, like 16th triplets, then snap back to straight time right on the cut. It's a tasteful swerve. 3. Reverse bowl ending. Duplicate the last 8th of the roll, reverse it, crossfade into it, and keep it mostly high passed so it feels like suction, not mud. And if you've got Ableton Live 12 Suite and want tape edge grit without harshness, put Roar on a parallel chain or return. Drive lightly, filter the fizz, and high pass it above 250 to 400 Hz. Blend it quietly. You'll get perceived loudness and aggression without wrecking the transient. Before we wrap, one workflow tip that saves time and CPU: once the roll is dialed and automated, freeze and flatten the roll track. Treat it like a rendered riser. Then you can do surgical edits like tiny fades, clip gain tweaks, and hard cuts without juggling devices. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Pick one break. Build a one-bar roll that escalates from 1/8 to 1/16 to 1/32. Set up the roll AIR return with hybrid reverb and echo. Automate the send up over the bar. Automate the low pass cutoff down over the bar, and add that last moment utility gain dip, around minus 3 dB in the final 1/16. Then export two versions. Version 1, the roll ends exactly on the drop. Version 2, the roll stops 1/16 before the drop. A lot of the time, version 2 makes the drop feel bigger, because the ear gets that last tiny breath of space.